Welcome to another thought-provoking episode of your Cosmic Lounge, where we explore the depth of human consciousness, self-empowerment, and the path to a better world. I'm your host, Aline Henley, and today we have a captivating topic to dive into. Evolved humans must embody their greatest self, for it is essential to help shift consciousness. What does it mean to be an evolved human? Is it just a lofty idea or an unattainable reality? Today, we'll explore the concept of evolving into our greatest selves and why it's not only important for personal growth, but also crucial for the collective shift in human consciousness. Let's start with a fundamental question. What is an evolved human? An evolved human is someone who has transcended their limitations, tapped into their highest potential, and lives in alignment with their true self. It's about personal growth, self-awareness, and striving to be the best version of yourself. But why is this evolution important in the grand scheme of things? Well, the truth is, human consciousness is not static. It's constantly evolving. The way we think, act, and perceive the world is interconnected with the collective consciousness of our society and the world at large. As individuals evolve and embody their greater self, they contribute to this collective shift in consciousness. Think of it as a ripple effect. When you step into your greater self, you become a beacon of light and inspiration for everybody, right? So you show them what's possible, and then, you know, people understand and are inspired by your accomplishment, your truth, like your presence, your sense of presence. So it inspired them to embark on their own journey of self-discovery and personal evolution. This ripple effect can catalyze positive change, not just in your life, but in the lives of those around you. But how can you begin this transformation? Well, it all starts with self-awareness, understanding your strengths, weaknesses, fears, and desires. These are the first step towards embodying your greatest self. It's all about embracing your authentic self and being unapologetically you, uncompromisingly you. So embracing your greatest self also involves setting meaningful intention, cultivating a growth mindset, and continuously seeking personal growth opportunities. Whether you find a way that is going to be yours, but it can be through meditation, for example. It can be self-reflection or learning from mentors. The journey to embodying your greatest self is a lifelong process, but the work is to really keep looking for ways that works for you. Find the guidance because you're listening to what you truly need, right? So it's not just about also the personal growth. As we mentioned earlier, the evolved individual plays a crucial role in the collective shifts in consciousness. As more people embarked on this path, we collectively move towards a more compassionate, empathetic, and harmonious world, right? So that implies that community, family, relationships are of, you know, matters. Even work, like, you know, relationship at work. It's not just relationship in our personal life. It's what kind of relationship I am offering to another because I am offering this one to myself, right? So, of course, that requires us to practice. And so having an everyday routine or regular routine is important. So what does it truly mean? Well, to me, the everyday routine is simply that that our ordinary must become our extraordinary. That's the routine that I'm looking to unfold. It's like, you know, it's not that we need to exit, or run away from the ordinary to go somewhere else to find the extraordinary, right? Because the extraordinary is right here, right now, here and now, at the very space that my feet are actually anchored into. So what we have tended to see, it's a lot of because this 3D reality, this physical realm right now is very heavy. It is very separated, very disconnected, and it provides us a mirror of absolutely lack of safety. So naturally, the ego just doesn't want to be here. So he's going to find ways to escape reality, which, good luck, the only way to escape reality is this reality, is death, which you can always choose this, but it's not necessarily going to provide you what you truly want. The experience is not to escape, run away, or exit this life. It is actually to go deeper in it, because life is showing us the door. And the door is not the one you like. It's not the one that makes you feel comfortable. It's the one that actually challenges your paradigms with the belief system that has created comfort. And it's by design. So, you know, the human evolution is requiring everyone who has already awakened to simply practice what we have realized. It is all in our hands here and now. So if you are listening to this program right now, the likelihood is you already are awakened. Right? You probably all heard the sentence, you know, for enlightenment, carry water, chop wood. After enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. It's the same thing. Your life is not going to change. This is the way you're approaching life that will change the way you are actually feeling about life. And that requires for all of you who are awakened, who are listening right now, to start becoming the greatest version of you instead of running away from the version you're having right now to try to find the best version of yourself. You are stepping into it. You are right in it. It's really about look at all the gate, the doors that are presented to you in the form of challenging experiences. These are the doors that you are asked because you brought this door in front of your awareness because you are ready to get through it. And the courage that is being asked of us right now is to actually be willing to stand in front of the doors, not, and unlike what we have done before running away from it, is to actually move through it. Because you are ready, because you are using no longer your head to look at the illusion of the challenge, but more so your heart, and using the faith of what's beyond the challenge, right? So this is why it is, you know, an embodiment, challenge more than a real challenge as far as what the mind can see, right? There is no escaping our experiential reality, right? At least, I mean, there's actually two ways. It's death or elevation of consciousness. So I don't know about you, but as far as I'm concerned, the choice right now seems fairly straightforward, right? It's all about becoming the next version of ourselves by practicing our next version. So I wanted to share with you a few tips. They are very simple. They're not mind-boggling. They're not mind-bending. This is probably something that you've already heard. What I'm here to do is to remind you what you already know, but you are asked to actually practice it more so that you are embodying more and so we can become the roots of consciousness shifting. Okay, so one of the first tips is each time you have to choose, ask yourself, what would my greatest and highest self do in this situation? Yeah, you must answer that question and act on it as you would have answered it, right? The second tip is to slow down before you speak or act so that you have created the space to discern whether or not you are fueling your choice with your emotional self or your wiser self. Every time you're going to use your emotional self, you will be most likely using the pattern, the old pattern, and that's going to be the reaction. Every time you're using your wiser self, what you are actually doing is creating an elevation of your consciousness, choosing a version of you that has now the wisdom and the experience to handle the situation. This part is not reactive, it's responsive, right? Another tip is to develop your intuition and choose from your heart, listening to your inner voice. It is already existing in the version you wish to experience. All the information you are needing to actually move more purposefully, meaningfully, and safely in your next version, they already are there. But the thing is, it's not your conscious mind who can give that to you, because your conscious mind only rely on what it already knows, what it has already experienced. What you're looking for is the information that belongs to the part of you that is coming, that is in the making, in the unfolding. This part is connecting, communicating with you all the time, but it does not speak in words like you understand words. It connects with insights, intuitive insights. And this means that intuition must become your preferred communication style in order to have access to this information. So develop your intuition, look within, listen, be in silence, spend some time with yourself, feel, sense, know all of this. Another one is to surrender the need to argue with yourself with the pros and cons, right? Life evolved is in heck yeses and hell noes, which means that every single time you are choosing something, if you start looking at yourself going back with yes, but maybe, shoulda, woulda, coulda, what if, you are giving back the power to your lower self, to your ego. And what your work needs to do is to go back into your heart and trust the process. It's already here, right? So as we wrap up today's episode, remember that you have the power to be the change you wish to see in the world. Embrace your greater self, evolve, and become a catalyst for a more conscious and harmonious future. So that is it for today, and our Cosmic Lounge is ending for this episode. We hope you have found inspiration and insight to embark on your journey of personal evolution. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate, and leave a review. And don't forget to share it with your friends and family who might benefit from this message. Remember, as you evolve into your greater self, you become a beacon of light, illuminating the path for others. Together, we can contribute to the positive shift in human consciousness and create a more compassionate and enlightened world. Until next time, stay curious, stay mindful, and keep evolving. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you in the next episode.